98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Did you see the Brits were on at the weekend?
I saw all the performances. There's nothing like a good Brits performance to really, really take you home of a weekend. Harry Styles' performance, like,
he looked incredible.
First of all, he looked incredible.
Yeah.
And second of all, the dancing. Normally, I'm not here for a bit of dad dancing.
Yeah.
I was fully here for
all of it. Yeah, his dancing was, like, really cool.
The staging, whoever does the staging for the whoever does the staging for the Brits has it down pat. Like, they literally know exactly what to do. The Brits is still one of the best. I would say one of the best.
Only, it's the only award show I'd love to go to.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Even I was watching on TikTok the bits in between where they had ad breaks, but they had people entertaining the crowd on the ad breaks. I was nearly entertained more by Dua Lipa going up into the ceiling than I was actually coming back down again.
CMAT didn't win International Artist of the Year.
We were pushing it on Friday. Yeah. We were saying CMAT for the win, but you know what? Who did take that actually?
She's arbiter. Rosalia won it.
Good for her.
Yeah, fair play to her. But CMAT, very good about it. You know, she was filming herself at the table, kind of expecting to not win.
Yeah.
And just having a lot of fun with it.
I always think that's even funnier to do. Film yourself expecting to not win, because then if you do actually win, you don't look like a sap.
Well, it's like the video of Rebecca and me at the Radio Awards from last year. If anyone did see that on 98FM's Instagram, you will know that I really, really, really did not expect to win, because I was like a fishwife. You didn't even need to lip read.
No.
You could see it.
The expletives were there.
Yeah. But yeah, the Brits looked amazing at the weekend. And yeah, Harry Styles, I'd say his gigs now later on this year are going to be incredible.
Sold out. I would have gone anyway because I love him.
Yeah.
But after that performance, I guarantee you, ticket sales went through the roof.
Through the roof. Come here. Is Benson Boone in Dublin at the moment?
I have seen pictures of people with Benson Boone. And apparently he was in coppers over the weekend.
This is what I heard. Is this true?
I don't have an official line. I wonder, does he have a coppers gold card now? But apparently Benson Boone has been spotted all over the city, including in coppers. Dublin Social had shared a video of somebody who looks exactly like the American singer in the club at the weekend. And then somebody else who I follow on Instagram got a picture with him. Now, he looked a bit scruffier than Benson Boone normally does.
Right, okay.
But it still was Benson Boone.
But he wasn't playing a gig here or anything. Like,
no. But then he might have just been here to film something. You know what I mean? Like, something's going on.
Yeah, okay, perhaps. But yeah, that's what I'd seen. I'd seen that Benson Boone was in coppers.
Of all places to go. Do you know what I mean?
Is it just a fella in a onesie or a leotard? Do you know what I mean?
No, he's fully done up. Like, he's as if he's going out. Like I said, he's more shaggy than he would normally be as Benson Boone.
Yeah.
But it definitely does, like, it definitely is him. Do you know what I mean?
It's definitely him, is it?
It's definitely him.
No way.
Yes, because the person who shared it on that I saw on socials was like, oh my God, I just met Benson Boone and he's the nicest guy ever. Didn't do a backflip.
I'm just looking at his Insta here. Like, there's nothing to...
I checked that too. There's nothing
identify. That looks like a bit of Irish coastline and he isn't a long-haul flight. No, I think maybe he is in Dublin. Maybe he is in Ireland.
Anyway, if you've seen Benson Boone over the course of the weekend,
if you were in coppers at the weekend, let us know.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Now, Brendan, we're chatting all about a story about a thief.
That is on the way. You won't believe it in the next few minutes. First, though, if you're listening this morning and you've ever given birth, I'm sure you are going to feel for this woman who's just had a baby in New York. The woman's name is Teresa, and she went into labor the other week, right? And when she went into labor, she was told by the doctor, she was like, look, we just want to let you know your baby's going to be big, okay? And she was like, oh yeah, like grand. And she kind of said that, you know, she thought that maybe they had got it wrong, or that it wouldn't be as big as they were saying. Well, the baby came along anyway, and nobody, doctors included, expected him to be quite as big as he was. Their little bundle of joy, when he arrived, weighed 13 pounds.
Oh my God.
Is that a stone? Is 13 pounds a stone?
It's just over a stone.
It's just over a stone,
just
is
over
it?
A stone.
He was so big that the family have been like all over like the TV news there.
To talk about it?
Yeah, to talk about it.
Oh,
and
my God.
He's been named Sean Jr. His dad is Sean. And he wasn't the only baby born that day. So he weighed in at 13 pounds. And then there was a little girl who was born, named Margot, who weighed in at just 4 pounds. So like, while he was massive, she was really small. Both babies are totally fine, but the hospital have shared a photo of the two babies side by side. Nope. And he looks
both
gigantic.
So adorable.
I've never seen a baby that size. But he's a newborn. He was born that day.
But poor Sean looks like he's eaten the other baby. God,
yeah,
love him.
His mom says that he went straight into clothes for a 3-month-old.
Wow. God love her.
I know. Yeah, fair play to her. Congratulations to the whole family. My sister was 10 pounds 2 when she was born, which I think is very big.
But then look 13, at Sean Jr. there, 13 pounds.
13 pounds. Finally this morning, a story from here at home, all kicking off in Cork at the moment, where someone's been breaking into people's kitchens and robbing their food.
Oh.
You might have an idea now where this is going. The thief is a cat.
Okay.
The cat is now all over the internet after one of its victims took matters into her own hands. A woman named Siobhan Ní Corcoran. Basically, I think the cat had broken into her house several times and stolen food. So she'd had enough. Stuck a note on the cat's collar. So she noticed when she looked to see like who owned the cat, you know, look for a number or whatever. Yeah. She noticed there was already a note around the cat's collar from, I presume, his owners that said, "Don't stress, I'll make my own way home." So clearly the family know that the cat goes off.
About.
Yeah. So Siobhan decided to add her own note to that. So she wrote a little note that read, "You owe me a chicken." The cat ate the entire chicken. And then on the back, she said, "A ham as well."
What?
Like, that's not cheap. Do you know what I mean? So then Siobhan posted this in a lost pets group on Facebook because she was like, someone needs to claim their cat back.
She took it to Facebook.
So she posted in the group and said that the cat had munched his way through a whole chicken worth $7.99 and a ham which cost $2.69. So her post has got a lot of attention online now. Another person, so people are replying underneath this picture of the cat. Another person said they spotted the exact same cat climbing out of a bin outside a petrol station. They had a photo of him doing that. And then another one said she regularly calls, the cat regularly calls to their house. And another woman said this cat's a bit of a celebrity. The same one also stole a chicken from her house.
Well, I can't wait to see the cat burglar on Netflix in the coming years.
That cat will be the same size as that baby by the time he's finished eating all that.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new prize.
Sparkly top hats.
And a soundproof booth.
98FM.
Yeah, it's just gone 10 past 8, which means that you know it is time for Matchy Matchy, our chaotic and iconic game. We give you three words, you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Who wants prizes?
Me.
Fly away with this €250 flight voucher.
Win this automatic ironing machine.
And listen to your music in style. Ooh. With this amazing record player.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. A record player.
Love a good record player. I have
very
one
fancy,
in the house and
you?
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, nice. Niamh is in Dublin 8. You're on 98FM. Niamh, how are you?
Good, how are you, Paul?
Well, not too bad, not too bad. Paul and Brendan with you. I think I might know who this might be, do I?
You do indeed, yeah.
Ah, I did Panto years ago.
You know each other?
With Eden.
Eden,
yes.
Right here.
Gas.
That's so funny. Listen, tell me this and tell me no more. When you play Matchy Matchy in the car, how do you do?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad. Eden is better now than I am, so.
Oh, very good. Who have you got with you this morning, Niamh?
We have Eden, Grayson and Kai in the back.
Eden, Grayson and Kai, good morning, guys.
Whole team today.
I believe you, someone else is making the breakfast this morning, Niamh.
Yeah, Grandad makes it every morning. So
every morning?
We're on our way in. Yeah, every morning before school.
Does he make different things or is it the same thing every day?
No, he makes different things. So this morning it's sausage and eggs. Tomorrow it'll probably be pancakes.
Lots!
Sorry, that, living the life, Niamh. Love that for you. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Oh, Eden, who would we like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Paul.
Oh, you are off to the soundproof booth. Now, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy with Niamh, Eden, Grayson and Kai, who are off for sausages and eggs this morning. Delicious. Okay, guys, are we ready?
We are, we're ready.
Okay, yeah. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is view.
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 Point.
Viewpoint.
Viewpoint.
Viewpoint. Your second word is town.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Town. T-O-W-N. Town.
Town hall, town centre. What was that? Quick, pick one. Town centre.
Town centre. I'm loving all the chatter in the back of the car this morning. And your third word is carrot.
Carrot.
Yeah.
Cake.
Carrot cake. Okay, you're saying viewpoint, town centre and carrot cake. Are we all agreeing on that this morning, Niamh?
Yeah, locking them in.
We're locking them in. Job done. And we're getting Paul back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
It was a Britney Spears impersonator there. Give me a show.
Wow, it's all going the soundproof booth.
Yes.
Okay, let's try and get a matchy-matchy with the guys now.
God.
Your first word is view.
View. Oh, I want to say viewpoint.
Viewpoint. Your second word is town.
Town. Oh, town. Dublin? Oh, God.
Dublin?
Yeah.
And your third word is carrot.
Carrot. Carrot stick.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Niamh, Eden, Grayson, and Kai this morning?
Probably not.
Sorry, guys. I don't know why I started playing this song. My apologies. I'll just stop that there. Niamh, sorry, we didn't do it this morning, but you did both match on view. You said viewpoint.
Oh.
Yeah.
After 10, the guy said centre, and they said carrot cake.
I was going to say it was stick or cake, and I went with stick. I don't know why. Lads, I'm so, so sorry, but thank you so much
problem.
For playing.
Have a great
Thanks
day.
For having us on.
Enjoy Grandad sausages and eggs.
Thank you.
Cheers,
bye,
guys.
If
you'd like to play tomorrow, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 989898.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Monday morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Brendan and Paul's in for Reb this morning.
And we are delighted now to be joined by the duo behind the hit podcast, They Mess You Up, Dr. Ciara Kelly and Dr. Richard Hogan. Welcome to 98 FM. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Oh, it's great to have you guys. For anyone who hasn't yet had a chance to listen, can you describe They Mess You Up to us?
Look, we're trying to get into the corners of life, Ciara, aren't we?
Oh, that's a really nice way of saying it.
People don't like to talk about the taboos, the things that we all live with, isn't it?
Your inner head, your inner voice, the thing that beats you up, tells you you're crap. We talk about why it does that and what you can do about it, but all the different reasons and the way that they manifest through your broken relationships, through your messed up situations, through all of that, because that's all of us. And I often say I think the human condition is one where we all go through life thinking we're the only person who's experiencing these universal truths. So we're all lonely, we've all got those things, but we all think it's just us.
Yeah.
And so we talk about all of that, but we're pretty no holds barred.
I mean, the thing we always say is people are messy. Yeah. We're all messy. Myself and Ciara are particularly messy.
This is actually true. This is true of both of us.
And Richard, you said there about taboo and being messy. Yeah. Do you find it interesting that people are so willing to discuss the messiness, the tabooisms of life? Do you find it that, like, when people come to you with these stories, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they put that forward?
But they do tell us those things very often in a private space. So we would have heard those in clinical practice all the time, but we get them now in DMs and emails and things like that. I still think people struggle to say, I'm not having sex, or I don't have very many friends, or I'm
lonely,
deeply unhappy, or I'm still a people pleaser and I'm, you know, 45 years of age, or whatever. I think they still struggle to say those things, even though deep down, I bet you as I say these things in the room, all of us are going, even though it's kind of, there's a bit of me in all of those things. We all have it.
That's the human condition. I mean, you know what I mean? And people try to kind of maybe deny that they're lonely because there's a bit of a stigma around it, or they might want to talk about their divorce, or they mightn't talk about the fact that they were alienated as children, and they might want to talk about the fact that they grew up as a child of an alcoholic. And so we're trying to get into all those experiences. The amount of people who come up to me or send me little letters, handwritten letters, to say, thanks for discussing that.
That
was
all
my experience. That was my childhood experience.
Sexless marriage.
Yeah, dramatic people. We've talked about narcissists and that, and a lot of people grow up with a family member that is particularly problematic and dramatic, and maybe, you know, pathologically narcissistic.
But you don't
talk about those things. You're just estranged from them, and you just let that die out.
Yeah.
But what we're saying is, let's have a conversation around those things.
But we did an episode on if you don't like your own children.
Yeah.
And the messages that came in were like,
really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking, but also
from myself and Kira.
To each other. We were just WhatsApping each other. But who can admit that they don't like their own children in public? Do you know what I mean? But anyway, so that's basically what we talk about.
Great stuff. Kira, we know each other quite well. So I know that you're not one for small talk. We'll just get straight down into it, like, you know, within seconds. Richard, I'm assuming your involvement in this podcast means that you're the same.
I don't know. Yeah, I like to kind of get through, you know, the kind of stuff that we.
Know you both. You'd both love each other.
Yeah. You know, I like to get through all the kind of fluff and talk directly about something.
Okay.
Because particularly with psychotherapy, there's so much psychotherapy speak, and it's all obfuscated in language that is kind of like not committed to any sort of prescription or any sort of like idea. It's all like, you know, how does that make you feel? Mm-hmm. Rather than kind of let's have a look at what we're talking about here and talk about that directly and see what we can do as humans to maybe not do that behaviour in our lives.
Yeah.
That's how I'd work as a clinician. Mm-hmm. It'd be quite very direct, you know.
And do you two end up clashing? Doctor, psychotherapist, like, do you two clash on anything? Or
not really.
Really. First of all, we're despite the fact that we're both quite direct, we're a weird mix of easygoing and tolerant of other people, I think, both of us. But we are quite direct.
Yeah.
And we agree on an awful lot of stuff. And
and Kira's a lot softer than she lets on. Let's be honest.
Okay, that's actually true.
There's a real softness.
That is actually true.
When Kira interviewed me for the first time many years ago, I wrote an article in the Irish Examiner, and I was saying about, like, let's stop telling girls that the world is stacked against them, because I have three daughters. Mm-hmm. Let's tell them that they can be powerful and achieve things, right? And News Talk got on to me to say when I do an interview, and I was like, who's doing the interview? I was like, oh, Kira Kelly. Yeah. I was ready for, like, you know, a bombarding of, like, how dare you and all that.
Yeah.
But Kira actually was like, I agree with you. I was like, whoa. Wow.
Yeah. So is that how you guys first met?
Yes.
That's how you first met.
Yeah. And then Tinder, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Excellent stuff. You've done an episode this series called Drama Kings and Queens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you be a bit dramatic yourself, either of you?
Well, Kira is very dramatic.
I'd love to deny that. But I strongly resemble that remark.
Yes, I would say there's a bit of drama in both of us.
Yeah, there is.
In all of us.
Yeah,
in all of us. But that's true. Look at the jobs we do. Do you know what I mean? That we're in this room for a reason. But also trying to deal with other people who are more dramatic maybe than we are, who are head wrecks. Like, I think I am actually a bit softer in real life than I probably come across.
What I love about people, what really attracts me to someone is that they can be self-effacing. They don't take, you know, the actor who takes themselves so serious about their, you know, that drives me absolutely, gets under my skin.
Yeah.
You know, and that can be in profession as well, you know, that they take the profession so seriously. And Kira is quite self-effacing. I'm a self-effacing person as well. And I just like that, a bit of relaxed conversation that you don't take yourself too seriously, because this whole thing is absurd.
Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely
wild.
Absurd.
Life is kind of absurd.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Do the two of you find that when you're out, I know, Richard, you said that people kind of slip you notes to say thank you so much for discussing this, but do you find that people will come over and whisper to you, be like looking for advice from you? Are they here, tell us about how to deal with this, or are you left alone to your own devices?
I'm left mostly alone.
I would get the odd question about, I would get a good few questions about teenagers and screenagers and that, and my daughter's been excluded, and I'm just trying to get that toothpaste there.
Yeah. just buying the toilet roll. I get it very occasionally, not that often, but I don't engage with it that much unless I feel really maybe bad for the person in some way, that they're clearly upset or something. And the reason I don't is it's really hard to give any kind of advice on the fly to an individual.
Is, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's probably a bit dangerous too, because you could get the situation where I'm wary of that for kind of professional reasons. I don't really want to get into it. And as you say, you're just there trying to do your grocery shopping or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't mind it at all, to be honest, because I know people just want to, you know, if they see you, they're thinking, God, I could.
They want your autograph, isn't it?
I couldn't get into your, you know,
is.
I can't get into your clinic, so, like, here you are in front of me.
Yeah.
Here's a quick question. I get it completely. I'd do the same for my daughter if Dr. Kira Kelly was there and I wanted to ask her a question.
Oh, I've definitely. You know, there's been an odd WhatsApp here or there. Yeah, what's wrong with this?
I've sent her a few messages. Where the temperature is this? What do you think?
Guys, you've had a bit of a name change since last
time.
I know.
Yeah. Why was that?
Why do you think?
The Irish public are very sensitive.
It was. Are we allowed to say what it was? We can say the
we'll
letter.
It was
a poem, a very famous poem by Philip Larkin.
Yeah, it was They Bleep You Up.
Dad.
Yeah.
And then that was considered to be unacceptable to a large proportion of the population. I still think it was a great name. I still actually prefer it as a name. But we went with They Mess You Up to just sort of
sanitize.
It's easier to find as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Probably.
Excellent stuff.
It's easier to talk about.
Easier to talk about. Yeah, it is. They Mess You Up. It's out on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. Kira and Richard, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.